Welcome to the Apple Vids Podcast. Hello there, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville. Also go by the name of Nanomouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to check your battery health and optimize phone charging in iOS. So let's jump into this, and I'll kind of explain as we go into this. So we're going to go into the battery section. This is where we're going to be able to find the battery health, and there is a new option to optimize phone charging, and I'll explain that in detail. So let's go to Settings.
Settings.
From here, one finger double tap, open this up.
Settings.
And you're going to swipe to the right until you get to something called Battery.
Battery button.
And from here, double tap.
Low power mode, off. Double tap to toggle setting.
We are going to swipe to the right here.
Low power mode temporarily reduces battery health button.
There we are. This is where we want to check your battery health. Double tap this.
Phone batteries, like all rechargeable battery. Back button.
This is going to be very informative. It's going to let you know what your current battery health is on your device. So I had my phone for almost a year now. So let's check, see where the battery health is on this for now. So I'm going to go to the right.
Battery health, heading. Maximum capacity, 97%.
All right. So my battery is at 97%. That means that it is starting to degrade. So the lower the percentage is, the lower it is being able to recharge up. So it's not at 100%. That is, when you buy a brand new, fresh out of the box, it should be 100%. Now, 97% over a year is not a bad thing or anything to cry about at all. Let me have this described to you.
This is a measure of battery capacity relative to when it was new. Lower capacity may result in fewer hours of usage between charges.
All right. Basically, the rule of thumb here is to look for 80% mark. The closer you are to 80%, because once you hit the 80% mark, that is when you're going to get pop-ups saying, we recommend you to take your phone in and get a new set of batteries. And really, usually you'll start to see some discrepancy or things start to go really weird, just wonky stuff going on with your phone. And that is because your battery is too low. So you can check your battery health. If it's close to 80% or lower, I highly recommend taking it to a Apple authorized repair center and get yourself a new battery. Now, like my son, for example, his shows 88%. So that's within a year. Wow. He has apparently a not-so-good battery regimen. What I mean is that there are things that you can do to help prevent your battery draining so much. A, is leaving it plugged in all the time. That will degrade your battery fast. When you charge your device throughout the day, that will degrade your battery. So if you're topping it off, you're putting on a wireless mat, or you're charging it in throughout the day, that will also degrade your battery as well. There are many, many things that can offer. Sometime as you're charging, if your phone feels hot or warm as you're charging, that will also degrade the battery. Make sure you are using the authorized charging plug by Apple. That generally will do the trick. Now, there's one more thing I want to show you.
Peak performance capability. Your battery is currently supporting normal peak performance. Optimized battery charging. On.
There it is.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So let's talk about this optimized battery charging. What is that exactly? So I'll try to put this into perspective how I or it worked for myself. First, let's start with battery habits. There are many different types of battery regimens that we do on a daily basis, okay? So for me, when I get up in the morning, I leave the phone on all day. I don't charge it until I get back to my bed, which is in the evening or late night, and then I put it on the charger. And then it stays on the charger throughout the whole night, and then the morning when I get up, it's ready to go, right? Simple enough. However, what Apple have found out, and there are many different ways to how to extend your battery life, and one of those things is what Apple wants to try to tackle. So let's see what's going on here, Sear. This option, what this is for, it is to help you when you are leaving your phone or device's iOS device on a charge on an extended period of time. This they have found by case. So in other words, if a phone or device, an iOS device, is on a charge at 100% for a long period of time, this degrades your battery life. And so they're helping you to prevent this from happening and to try to extend your battery life by doing this new method. And then what this method does is that, okay, so when I go to sleep, let's say 11 o'clock comes around, I put my charger onto the charger, and so then the phone will start to charge up. But what difference this will do, it will charge up to 80% and then it'll stop. It will know by my pattern over time, it will see, hey, he gets up typically around 7 a.m. So this means instead of doing 100%, let's just say from I go to bed at 11. So let's just say it's 80% by or 100% normally by 12:30 or 1 in the morning, it's not going to charge at 100% and leave it at 100% all those hours, because that is what's killing my battery life. Meaning this new option, it will only charge up to 80%, and then about an hour or two before I get up, which is 7 a.m., it's going to figure out, hey, all right, he's going to get up typically around 7. So at about 5 or 6 a.m., it's going to start charging from 80% up to 100%. And that way, it'll prevent from being on the charger at 100% too long. It doesn't matter if you top it off throughout the day. Now, of course, some people will say that is not great on your battery life, that there are many different things, but we're just talking about this example. So another example is, say, okay, so it knows I go to bed at 11, right? Let's just say I am in bed earlier tonight. Maybe it's 9:30 or so. It will also notice that, hey, he's going to go to bed pretty soon because I've seen the pattern. And, oh, he got the battery on the charger for some reason. So I'm only going to go to 80%. Because I know he's not going to get up until the next day. Don't worry. So this is the whole point, what I'm trying to make to you. If you see that your device is only going to 80% and it's not going past that, it's not your imagination. It's this option. And what it's trying to do is trying to protect you so it will extend the battery life. So that is how you can check the battery health and optimize phone charging in iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.